This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dugger with Jay. Jay sounds like she's a little under the weather today because she is. But she's a trooper. Why do they use that expression? She's a trooper.
I thought it went with like the Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts.
Yeah, maybe.
Is that what it is?
I guess. Maybe that's what it is. I have just come from an experience that I don't wish on anybody. Last night, I was having a little bit of ice cream, and I left the ice cream container out when I came upstairs. So going downstairs to open up the usual fruit and veggie thing that I do in the morning, there's this big pile of goo on the countertop, in the sink, on the floor. Ugh, what a sticky, stinky mess.
That had to have stunk, too.
Yeah, right. And it was black raspberry, one of my favorites. So, there, we get that to take care of. Right. Okay, good news department has a rescue in focus. Humpback whale was tangled up in a knotted line in California. But now, as a result of all the work done by the professional untanglers, imagine there are professional untanglers, the humpback whale is okay swimming freely again. This is something the folks at SeaWorld and NOAA took care of. A boater near Carlsbad, California, notified authorities about this whale that they spotted. It was all tangled up. So the San Diego rescue team from SeaWorld responded, went out. The whale wound up with a line wrapped over the body about halfway between the dorsal fin and the blowhole. It's a little too much detail, I guess. But at any rate, the good thing is the California people, the marine mammal group, the response team, and the large, who knew they had a large whale entanglement response coordination.
It's so sad that they even have to have that.
I know that. With so much crap in the water.
The whale was safe and everything, and it was saved, and that's great. But the whole kind of ordeal really stinks.
Yeah. Well, I think we've gone over the line. It's okay to go, I suppose, to the line, but over the line, we have this so much junk where it's kind of back to what we're talking about with some of these things. That are the fellow that got shot down at Turks and Caicos or whatever is going on. There are just too many people on the planet. We can't not sustain. We can't organize. We can't control. We can't seem to take care of ourselves. And it's getting worse and worse and worse because people don't want to deal for whatever the reason. Most of them are religious, cockamamie religious ideals that say you have to have 8 children or whatever the Hasidic Jews say you got to have, or the Indians, 8. The average family in India is 8 people. What are you, nuts? You can't sustain that in India or any place else. It's unsustainable. You can't, we're not going to be able to feed all these people. There's not enough water. And you say, well, we'll have to deal with it. Having to deal with it, how are you going to deal with it? There's only so many natural resources. And the more, most of the stuff that we talk about that seems to be a problem, much of it anyway, maybe not most of it, but much of it has to do with there being just too many people, and we don't know how to handle it. We don't. And it's obvious from what, that's part of the problem here with the, you know, the division that we have, the stuff that we're finding ourselves. Here's the, listen to this. 15,000 fentanyl pills were found inside a Lego container in New York. So the authorities arrested a New Jersey woman. They found these pills of rainbow fentanyl inside a Lego box. What kind of sick SOB is involved in this sort of thing? A 48-year-old woman from Trenton named Letitia Bush, carrying a tote bag wrapped around a large object. She entered, let's see, did she go into the airport? Where did they, how did they find her? That's what I want to know. This is...
Well, it was part of an ongoing investigation into drug trafficking. And when they saw her with these two bags that were looked the exact same, along with a box of Legos, they were kind of like, we need to check this out. And sure enough, inside that box of Legos, they found all of these pills.
Isn't there a new TV show about Legos? Didn't I come across, I guess I was thinking about that when I saw this. There's a Lego TV show. Have you seen it? James, have you seen it? You watched
something. Right? Something maybe like Lego Wars or something?
Yeah, something, but it's all about Legos. Amazing, the fascination. Did you play with Legos when you were a child? You have Legos around?
Mm-mm.
You didn't.
Oh,
we had them.
Yeah,
James would have, yeah. My son and my daughter didn't, but my son certainly did. We had Legos all over the place. We still do. As a matter of fact, when Brendan and Sophie and Jasper were visiting a couple of weeks ago, Brendan had an old castle that he made out of Legos. They were upstairs in the attic, so Brendan brought them downstairs, and Jasper was fascinated with them and the Smurfs and all of that stuff. So yeah, but there's always going to be somebody who'll take something good and twist it and turn it around and make it something bad. And so, anyway, speaking of twisting things around, okay, so does this become political because I'm talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene kicking some teenage kid? Am I not supposed to talk about that because she's a heroine of the right-wing Trumpers? The group Voters for Tomorrow, which engages young people in politics, is claiming the incident occurred as the group's deputy communication director and executive director confronted Ms. Greene about her stance on gun safety. During the encounter, they said that Greene kicked an 18-year-old and made some comments about Mexican immigrants.
And one allegedly, and these were two staffers.
The allegations
that she kicked one, and then the Mexican immigrant comments were to a 20-year-old Mexican immigrant who was on her staff.
Okay. Something about her and what it's a sign of, as much as anything else. It's the same as AOC. I'm talking about extremes, back to having too many people and the political system being so messed up. That these sorts of people make it through to the end, to the final count, when they're certainly, is she the best person to represent her district? Was AOC the best person to represent her district? That kind of stuff. But those questions need to be asked more and more because of the extremism that's coming about because people don't understand how the system works. The only reason that Marjorie Taylor Greene is there or AOC is there is because people didn't vote in the primary. For people who were, I don't want to use the word normal, but weren't quite so radical. So the radicals make it through, the primary, because not enough people vote in the primary, and then you get what you got. And all of the time, in essence, the two of these, with their back and forth with each other, wasting lots of time, precious time that could be used helping their constituents, instead of running around the halls of Congress yelling and screaming at each other like a couple of banshees, crazy people, what does that do for, how does that advance the business of the country, is the question. So I guess as long as we're there, we might as well talk about Alex Jones, huh? Go from one cucamonga to another one. So the conspiracy trial, this has been going on now for a number of months, I think it's 3 months. So Alex Jones, radio talk show host, who's being sued by parents because of what he said regarding the Sandy Hook school shooting back in 2012. It's taken it this long, 10 years, to get to trial. So he was accused because he promoted the lie that the shooting was a hoax. And so he was up for defending himself. Apparently he's figured out, or his lawyer has, there's no defense for what he said. So rather than make it worse and put himself under scrutiny by lawyers for the other side, he just said, okay, I'm not presenting any defense. We're done. So then what happens? Closing arguments, and this is a civil trial, three men and three women on the jury. They'll decide how much he has to give the families of these eight victims. And family of an FBI agent, they have spent a decade being targets of harassments by those people who believed what Alex Jones said, that it didn't happen. So this is freedom of speech, no question about it. He goes on the air and he says what he wants to say, creates a... He's just a big gas bag, and he always has been. So, and this, I'm ashamed to call him a talk host, brethren. He's even been carried on the same network that carries my program, but he's a piece of dirt, as far as I'm concerned. I don't have any use for him whatsoever. He called the trial rigged and a fraud, you know, there's that kind of stuff. So he keeps going on and on and on. And, you know, what comes out of it will be a result of what the jurors say is a sufficient amount. And, I mean, under the terms of this, money doesn't bring back these children. It doesn't fix the problem. But it sort of makes a statement. Not that we shouldn't say what we want, but that we need to be held responsible for what we say. That's all. What do you say? How do you say it? Mm-hmm. What does it mean? You want to say something? Great. Say it. But then don't run away. And, well, you can run away if you want to, but that doesn't mean that you're going to get away with it.
I just wanted those, like, own it then.
Right. So Alex Jones' attorney said to the judge that his client was boycotting the rest of the proceedings because he feels he's being asked to commit perjury, being held in contempt, invoking his rights not to answer, and it's all going to be used against him. Okay, so, all right, another decision that you make. You have choices, you make decisions, and you live by them. I, for one, you know, I find it interesting that people like that have a following. What is there about what his message is, or for that matter of fact, AOC's or Marjorie Taylor Greene? What is there about that message that people identify with? Question to be answered, not at this moment, because it's 18 after the hour.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-364-1031 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-364-1031. That's 800-364-1031. What do you have to lose? Call 800-364-1031. Again, 800-364-1031.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
What? What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Nothing is going to affect the food chain in South America and in Asia more than the Chinese government has sent its trawlers, this fishing trawler fleet, off the coast of Central and South America to fish. Fishing is farming. And there's not enough food in China to feed everybody.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 24 at the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to go into the social media trenches, see what's trending with celebrities. Here's the star of Mean Girls, Jonathan Bennett, getting a mammogram, Jay, for breast cancer. You and I were talking about this off the air, how it is that men now more often than not are getting mammograms. And this fellow doesn't look like, you know, some of the men who are overweight have big sort of lumpy or they have pulpy chests. That's what used to be the target of doctors saying, okay, you need to go get a breast exam. But you said this guy is not... He's not heavy at all.
Yeah, he's fit. That's one of those misconceptions where back in the day it was only women get breast cancer, which was false.
Yeah.
And then it's only larger men that can get breast cancer, and that's false as well. And he is, A, showing what it actually looks like to get a mammogram, showing men they should get mammograms. I have friends who their grandfather was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. Worked
wow.
out every day of his life until he ended up getting really, really sick. He was one of the most fit human beings I had ever met.
So what causes, this is one of the things, you got it, but it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so it'd be good to have conversations not only about who gets it, but how they get it. I make no bones about nor secret about the lady who is my only wife, mother of my two children, coming down with stage 4 breast cancer when she was 44. She lived to be 65, but had a horrible existence for 20 years because of it. But she kept fighting, and she found out the reason that she found it was because she had pain in her back. She'd had a mammogram. She was big-breasted. She had a mammogram. They found nothing. So when she went into the doctor, said, I got this pain in my back. They did an MRI, and they found that the mammogram had done no good whatsoever. How do you have stage 4 breast cancer, and it doesn't get detected by a mammogram?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question that somebody ought to be having. Yeah, a question and answer conversation during Breast Cancer Awareness Month for sure. So anyway, regular mammograms, so the Center for Disease Confusion says, can lower the risk of dying from breast cancer. I'm sure that's true, but in some circumstances, mammography is not the only way to, is not the best way. If you have dense breasts, which is what my wife had, the changes, you're not going to see those unless you get a really, you know, you do your self-exam, right? Don't all women do a self-exam pretty much now?
Yeah, and a lot of times that's what triggers people to go get checked when it's not just a routine checkup.
Yeah. Well, there's a word to the wise there. Coldplay has been forced to postpone their upcoming Brazil shows. Chris Martin has a serious lung infection, so they have canceled all of the stuff. They'll push it back, I guess, to next year. But has he had trouble with that before? Doctor's orders say he better rest for the next 3-4 weeks.
That's tough.
So, yeah, it is.
All these super bugs that keep going around.
That's, again, back to too many people, too much stuff gets spread around all over the place. They started their world tour in San Jose, Costa Rica in March, and they were supposed to perform through next July. So hopefully, I'm sure he's got doctors and they'll take care of him, but still, that puts everything on hold. 28 after here on Good Day.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Law enforcement agency ICE has been hindered by the Biden administration for doing their job. As the federal government appears to be turning a blind eye at the invasion at the southern border, Texas Congressman Michael Cloud on Fox News is pushing legislation to help protect you.
What we've seen under the Biden administration, again, is not just doing everything they can to aid and abet cartels and their illicit activities, but doing everything they can to inhibit law enforcement from protecting their communities.
Four members of a Central California family who were kidnapped earlier this week have been found deceased. Merced County Sheriff Vernon Warnke.
There's no words right now to describe the anger I feel and the senselessness of this incident.
A suspect is in custody and the Department of Justice is assisting with the investigation. Thursday Night Football tonight, Colts at the Broncos on Prime. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here is a story about playful penguins and sea lions, too, down at the equator. You know, penguins can't fly, so one would wonder how they got there in the first place, right? But there's a lot of, they're there because there's good food, good water, good friendship, right? Good companionship. That's why they're there. They're all set.
Sea lion friends.
Right, that's it.
Their fellow penguin friends.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are, 34, almost 35 past the hour. It's the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Both of us need to clear our throats with all of this stuff. I think this is becoming an international epidemic. People with all the bugs and viruses, bacteria floating around, and they're carried by people. So when I say, Jay, that we have too many people on the planet and we ought to do something about that, one of the things that's clear is... Or transport, you know, if it wasn't for all these people, we wouldn't have had as bad a deal as we did with the COVID, because it takes a host. Those bacteria don't live on their own. Mm-hmm. They have to be hosted.
Space for personal space.
Yeah, right. We have less of it because there's too many people. Okay, let's have some nice news. We have the fall equinox just behind us. It's a fall. An exciting time. You were talking about gazing upward. outside of the house in Cleveland, looking in the sky at the stars up there. You take the dog out, take a walk at night. And so more of that is in store as the skies clear off, the hurricane's gone, a lot of the country's weather is much improved. There's a full moon known as the Hunter's Moon lighting up the sky next Sunday and Monday. So if you get in the right place, you can also catch that moon on these evenings because it's so colorful and it's big, closer to the Earth. And that's why it looks so big, because it is closer by almost 80,000 miles to the planet. You know, it has an apogee and a perigee. It doesn't go around our planet in a circle. It has a wide spot and a narrow spot. I think at the furthest, it's 340-some-odd thousand miles away. At the closest, 280-something. So that's what you'll see in the sky. Big, bright, beautiful, hopefully you can enjoy it and think about what it means. I mean, it's hard. Most people don't even know that the moon was part of the Earth at one point in time. And so there's an understanding of kind of how it all works. And there's so many, you know, I get into my thing. I don't want to go down this road because I go down it too frequently, I think. With my musing about how fabulous the universe is and how just we get into these things.
Yes, it is.
It is. So we have these petty, foolish things. I was looking at a review of the relationship between Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy. Neither of them have much to offer as far as I'm concerned. McCarthy sounds like a Dems, Dats, D's and Do's guy. Not particularly a great grammarian. Which is one of the things I like to, you know, think that the people who are leaders of our country can speak and be heard well. Speak the, what do we call it, the King's English, but our English, proper grammar. But the two of them spend all this time, they don't talk to each other. I mean, these are adults, for God's sakes. And they're the leaders of the parties, excuse me, in arguably the most powerful body, the House of Representatives, 435 people who make laws, decide what direction the country's going in. And yet the two of them are poking fun at each other, calling each other names. And you know, they've both been around too long, as far as I'm concerned. And not only is it the two of them, but Pelosi's spokesperson, a guy named Drew Hamel, takes shots at him all the time. He says he'd like to hit her with a hammer or the gavel. She says things about him that are, the quote I'm looking at is unspeakable. I can't say it on the air. She's called him a moron. I mean, these are two adults. She's 84, he's 57. All they do is ridicule each other. And, you know, she doesn't like Trump, so the people that follow him like McCarthy shouldn't like them either. That's not your job, lady. And it's not his job either to be going down this road. You know, there have always been names. I remember when Tip O'Neill was the Speaker of the House, and he used to have his fun with Newt Gingrich. He called Gingrich and Bob Walker and Vin Weber two of the Republican antagonists that he had when he was in the House as the Three Stooges. But they all had fun with it. Newt Gingrich, who was very smart, and O'Neill, they both had a relationship that wasn't toxic like this. You know, even when Gingrich and Bill Clinton, they became friends. Tip O'Neill was friends with Ronald Reagan. They were different parties, had different agendas, but they were civil. They got along because they realized their job was more important than their personality and their egos. So, I don't know. It's just very disappointing, as much as anything else, to see all of this stuff. Mm. And what a waste it is. It's a waste of time and talent. Energy. We're electing the wrong people. And you could say, well, who are the right people? I know.
That's a good question.
You know them when you see them, right? Isn't that how it goes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's really,
when you think of leaders of your nation, our nation, yeah, we want them to genuinely be leaders. And
the
there's just a lack of that right now.
Right. Exactly. All the way around. All the way around. Okay, Goodwill has good news. After 120 years of being in the secondhand business, they are now, they have like thousands of locations, right? Every city pretty much has a Goodwill store. They have a new venture called Goodwill Finds. And so you'll be able to look for items online in various stores. This is something new because you used to have to go to the store. I would go to Goodwill all the time when I was trying to put some furniture in the house that I had in California. I bought all of it, lamps, tables, everything, at the Goodwill store. You don't buy mattresses there. You don't buy secondhand mattresses. But, you know, what I'm saying, they have a great thing. So if you have the ability, it's a great way to help out a good organization. And there are a lot of people who buy pretty much everything secondhand. You know, you buy clothing like my grandsons, both of them. I don't know that they didn't buy it. I think they were hand-me-downs from other cousins and relatives and that sort of thing. Because that's the practical way of doing things. Why would you buy something, use it for just a little while, and then get rid of it? That's counterproductive, kind of a waste. And we waste so much stuff in our society anyway. So let's reuse things. Recycle things.
And there's so many subscription services anymore where, like clothes, you rent clothes, they send you some items, and then when you're done, you send them back, and then they send you a new round of items. And
remember we had that conversation when we got the award in Los Angeles? I was my daughter.
A lot of people use Rent the Runway.
Yeah, they rent the dress that they wear. Did you? You didn't, though. Wasn't your dress in Victoria's and Jennifer's?
Yeah, mine was a rerun. I've worn that dress.
Worn it before.
It's never steered me wrong.
Well, you were very pretty. But I know Megan had on a dress that she rented. And you know, it's kind of like going, I guess, to a costume store, right? You can rent police. You know, look at all of the movies and the costumes that the period pieces have. Those are all rented from rental stores. They are people that have that. They're in that business of saving clothing from various eras. Mm-hmm. And is pretty practical, actually. Anyway, the blood type that we have, the various blood type groups, there are A, B, and O. But did you know there are actually dozens of others? And scientists in our country are now working on the 44th known blood type.
Really?
I didn't know that at all. They're all, you know, various. They're off the branches of the main A, B, and O, but there are a lot of. This started with the recognition that COVID did better, in quotation marks, with A, type A, than other blood types. So more people had COVID who were type A blood, and so then they started doing a lot of research on the blood and that sort of thing, and they've come up with all these different blood types. The research actually goes back to 1982, but it really gained steam and momentum with the advent of COVID, trying to find out what's compatible and what isn't. And that, I guess that'd be pretty important to know if you have to have a blood transfusion, right? You better get the right blood, because otherwise you're a cooked goose.
And know if you are a universal donor or if you're receiving from a universal donor.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, that's O, I think, anyway, isn't it? If you're an O, type O, that's pretty much universal.
O is the universal donor, and is it B negative that can receive from anybody?
I'm not sure. You're asking the wrong guy. I know enough to be dangerous. Tributes are pouring in for the late Jim Redmond, the father who joined his son Derek on the track field, 1992 Olympics. Help him over the finish line. He was injured. Remember that story? Finish line, the 1992 Barcelona Games. One of the most memorable Olympic moments.
He started his son's whole athletic career with him, and he was going to finish it with him.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's, and he did, and he was well remembered. He was in fine form there, but he was somebody who also did very well. So anyway, the passing of Jim Redmond to be noted here. Let's see. We got time for Alec Baldwin? Yeah, I think we do. The Alec Baldwin story continues. Apparently, there's a settlement in the legal twists and turns of the production of Rust, the movie, and the death of the cinematographer. So what's happened is they're going to put Rust back into production, going to finish the movie, and her husband is going to be an executive producer, thus making a lot of money, depending on how well the movie does.
And a lot of proceeds, because it's about taking care of her son that she leaves behind. And this doesn't change the criminal investigation. That's still ongoing.
Yeah.
But pretty much even her husband, Halyna Hutchins' husband, has said that everybody is on the same team of the fact that nobody intended this to happen.
Right. Yeah, this is not intentional. So let's get it settled and move on. So apparently that's what's going on. So the movie will be continued. It'll be interesting to see people will go to see it now because of the obvious, right? I want to see this movie because of all the hoopla. Whether it's really a good movie or not, it was supposed to be kind of like a B movie. Alec Baldwin likes to be busy and keep going, so he'll do a big movie and then he'll do a small movie. And he said, I think he lost 6 or 7 parts because of the huzzarai around all of this stuff. The last movie, I think he shot, he said it was January and February, hasn't been involved in a movie or TV show since then. But he's pretty prolific. You can see him all over the place because he's a good actor, and he plays lots of different roles well. I guess probably that's the way to put it. So, at any rate, that story moves on. 48 after here on Good Day.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-704-2731. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-704-2731. That's 800-704-2731. Again, 800-704-2731.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
After the hour now, it's time on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, to enthrall us with answers to questions that are submitted from any number of sources. And by the way, one of the questions I always get is, how do I reach Ken? How do I find him? How do I talk to him? So here's the answer to that question. That question is answered easily. 352-735-1400 is the number to Ken's office where you can connect to make a whatever kind of appointment you want, in person or on telemedicine, whatever. But have this number by, because this is the key to connection. 352-735-1400, Dr. Ken at Lake Cardiology. Okay, ER doctors say there is a rise in violence from patients in the hospital? Is that what people brought? You know, it sounds like a bad episode of Chicago Med, where people get out of control and strap them down to the gurney. Is that what we're talking about here?
Doug, the American College of Emergency Physicians has announced that 2/3 of ER physicians report being assaulted in the past year, while more than 1/3 say that they've been assaulted more than once. And even worse, about 80% of ER physicians report an increasing rate of violence, with 45% saying it has greatly increased over the past 5 years.
Why?
Well, that's a good question. This study didn't look into that. We can speculate. I'm sure COVID-19 has not helped. I'm sure fentanyl and increasing drug problems in America haven't helped. Depression from all of this, which is dramatically increased and increasing, I'm sure hasn't helped. And people are just, in general, less patient. about everything.
Yeah. Well, that's because we've become the instant society. We got to have instant access, instant news, instant health, instant food, you name it, it's got to be instant.
And if you go to the ER, in most ERs, you get hurry up and be prepared to wait unless you're dying, because it's not like the bakery. It's not first in, first out. It's triage. It's the sickest person being seen first. And when you go to the ER, you're just hoping you're not the first person seen.
Right. Okay. Next, a fish oil. There's a study on fish oil and its connection to AFib. Fish oil worth the kind of stuff that I have a lot of capsules of fish oil, and then there's the fish oil you eat. So is it both, one or the other, or what's going on here?
European Journal of Preventive Cardiology this week, a study of almost 500,000 people showed that when you consume fish oil by supplementation, by capsules, not by eating fish, there's a significant increased risk of you getting atrial fibrillation than if you don't consume fish oil by supplementation. There was no increased risk if you increased your oily fish consumption.
Wonder why that would be. Is that you and I were talking about this off the air. I take probably 3-4 fish oil capsules a day, and tuna is part of the routine. And, you know, we've been through this AFib thing with me for the last 2-3 years. And my father had it when he was in his 50s. I, as it turns out, don't have it and don't feel like I have a risk to it. In fact, I wonder about whether it's helped me maintain the fact that I have no plaque in my thoracic cavity. The idea, I mean, I eat a lot of fish as well, so maybe it's a combination of the two things. Hard to tell here, but I hear this
and I think myself. The other important aspect of atrial fibrillation is that there's a genetic component to it. So, you know, you're playing...
Even more reason for me to have
fire,
it.
Fire, yeah.
Right?
You know, having a genetic component and consuming large amounts of fish oil supplementation, you know, you're just, I guess, at the moment, lucky.
Really? I don't feel that uncomfortable about it, whether I am lucky or whether I just have a stronger system or it doesn't react. See, I think that's the problem sometimes. And this is a question that gets asked. How do you just blanket this stuff? Although this study was, what, 500,000 people?
No.
So it's not like
it's
it was...
And that's what's important, is understanding that it doesn't say you're going to get it. It says you're at increased risk. And, you know, why would you want to add additional risk factors to something? It would just seem that you'd want to do whatever lowers your risk of these things, or seems that way to me.
Right. Got it. All right, there it is. The answers to some of your questions, some of my questions, in fact. Dr. Ken Kronos, good day. Health 59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.